KFIVE-BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings, for truly God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. I thank you and bless you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you for being a good God, for being a grateful God, for being a faithful God, and so much more. Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Have thine own way, O God. Let your spirit move, O God. Heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn them to the book of Jonah, the first chapter and the 10th verse. That's Jonah 1 and 10. And it reads, "Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic is, it's time to stop running. It's time to stop running from your calling and do what God has told you to do. It's time to stop going through the motions of everyday life. It's time to start living. It's time to start obeying. It's time to start doing what God has told you to do. People of God, it is so easy to avoid things in life that we should be handling instead of forgiving people who have done us wrong and moving on. We push the hurt down, or maybe we need to apologize to somebody, but that's so uncomfortable because we keep putting it off. We keep saying, well, I did not do that person nothing. It doesn't matter whether or not you offended them or not. Be the bigger person. Perhaps there's a new door that you know God said was your door He was going to open. And we know it was a God-given opportunity, but we are afraid. Because we are afraid because we feel unqualified. We are afraid because of fear of knowing it may not work out. Instead of confronting our fear or what's uncomfortable, we run from it. Even God's will. People of God, yes, we even run from the will of God and from the call of God. Jonah's fear and pride caused him to run from God. He does not wish to go to the place that God told him to go, to preach repentance to the people, as God has commanded him, because he felt they are his enemies, and he convinced that God would not carry out his threat to destroy the city. Instead, he boards a ship for Tarshish, which is in the opposite direction. God has told some of y'all to go to one place, but you went the opposite direction, fearing of the unknown, because you don't want to be rejected. Come on here, somebody. And so we look at it. Soon a raging storm causes the crew for to cast out lots to determine that Jonah is the problem. They threw him overboard, and he was swallowed by a great fish. So in its belly for 3 days and three nights, Jonah repents of his sin to God. And the fish vomit him up on dry land. And so we wonder what took him so long to repent. Jonah then makes the 500-mile trip to the place God told him to go. And he leads the city in a great revival. But the prophet is displeased. Instead of being thankful that they had repented, he was displeased. Jonah learns his lesson, though. However, when God uses a wind, a worm, or anything to teach him that he is merciful. People of God, the gift you have inside of you, and God told you to go to that place, you is holding up somebody's deliverance. You is holding up somebody's blessing because of your disobedience. As long as you're running away, you're going to miss the greatness of God. You're going to miss the gift that God placed in you. You can't conquer what you don't confront. Too often, we're comforting what we should be confronting. When you get delivered, it simply means, that spirit no longer controls you, but you control that spirit. You will tell that spirit, you will no longer have me bound. I'm free. We're making lists and lists of excuses. But you can't run from everything that's uncomfortable. God showed me in the spirit, many of his people are bound, sitting in the house of the Lord because they refuse to obey him. They have rejected their calling. Ah, my God. You can't ignore issues. You can't sweep them under the rug and think they'll go away. When you get honest with yourself, when you confront what you know you need to deal with, it may be uncomfortable, but God gives you the grace, the strength, the power to do what you can't do on your own. People of God, we cannot hide from God. What he wishes to accomplish through us will come to pass. Despite of all our objections, our foot dragging, and even when we talk ourselves out of a blessing, Ephesians 2 and 10 reminds us that he has plans for us and we'll see them to the end. And we'll see to it that we conform to those plans. God will prepare us for any assignment that he calls us to do. He wouldn't have called you if he did not think you was ready to pursue it. Just like Jonah. He wouldn't have called Jonah to go there if he didn't think Jonah was ready. But see, Jonah knew. He said, God, I don't want to go there, because they are your enemies. So why go? But see, that's the kind of God we serve. We serve a merciful God. Despite of how the people feel, one act of kindness or one word out of your spirit to them can change their whole situation, can change their life. Most of all, it will bring deliverance. People of God, whatever God told you to do, whomever God placed in your path, stop running. Go. Remember, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting God. What did Jeremiah do? Jeremiah set his face like a flint. Oh, my God. Because the rejection was going to come. That's the place we got to get in. I know there are times when God placed a word in me to go tell somebody. I already knew that they are not going to receive. But it is my obedience to God that gets me blessed. It's my obedience that would move him. Because I was faithful to go. I had obeyed him to go, even though the Spirit said they're going to reject. But they're going to know that I sent you because of the words I placed in your mouth that nobody else know but me and that person. Ah, come on here, somebody. How much easier it would be if we, unlike Jonah, would submit to him without delay. How much easier your faith walk would be if we say yes to his will. God, I go if I have to go by myself. I do what you say if nobody else does not agree. Just as long as I'm hearing your voice and doing what you call me to do. I want to live a life pleasing to you, not displeasing. I want to be a vessel of honor. Oh, my God. And not dishonor. Come on here, somebody. Stop running. Because you keep running, you're going to run into a brick wall. Stop running and obey God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for always calling us higher and calling us to lay aside the list of excuses that keep us from being our best. The list of excuses from keeping us from doing what you have called us to do. Father God, help us to confront the areas we need to deal with and to step out in faith and see change. Father God, we believe that with your help, we can overcome and be victorious in everything that you have called us to do. Lord, we want to live a victorious life and not a life of defeat. And Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Stop running. Adhere to the voice of God. 2024 is the year that you have to do what God has called you to do. You have to stay prayed up. You have to fast and meditate on his word. Because you have to stay rooted and grounded. You have to obey him in this season. There is no way out of it. If you say you called of God, and you love God, and you want to strengthen your relationship with him, do what he says. Obey him. Obey him. No matter what they say or how they may talk about you, still obey God. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you would like to go to my website, I have written many books to enhance your spiritual walk on this journey. Go to www.patriciajwilliams.com. And also, if you would like to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And remember this, when you're down to nothing, rest assured, God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.